The experts say it's a time of intense political polarization. Using the easy labels for Republican and Democratic-leaning states, we've got red state and blue state news channels, films, books, even musicians. Slate's financial columnist Daniel Gross tells us now we've even got red state, blue state discount retailers.
On the left, we have Costco Wholesale Corporation. Last week, Costco Chairman Jeffrey Brotman and CEO James Sinegal joined the list of executives who endorsed John Kerry for president. The company is based in Democratic-leaning Washington state, and a map of its locations looks a little like the Kerry Edwards campaign, strong on the affluent coasts and virtually non-existent in the comparatively poor Great Plains and in the old Confederacy. Like today's Democratic Party, Costco favors urban areas, and it caters to a decidedly upscale crowd. Fortune magazine reports the average salary of a Costco member is $95,000. Its customers shop at discounters by choice, not by necessity. They're new luxury suckers who like to save on staples, more Jean Chardonnay than Joe Sixpack. Costco also has Democratic-friendly labor policies. Pay starts at $10 an hour, about 1 in 6 employees is represented by a union, and workers receive nice health benefits. Listen to Costco employee Lorenzo McBride, who recently told NPR how much better things are for him since leaving his old job at a drugstore chain.
When I left CVS, I was there for 10 years. I think I left there, I was making $7 an hour. I've been here 7 years, so I'm making $17 an hour.
On the right, we have Walmart Stores Incorporated. Founded in Arkansas, a blue-turned-red state, it grew by spreading into the adjacent South and Great Plains. Like today's Republican Party, it focuses intensely on rural areas and generally avoids cities. As a recent Bloomberg story noted, 2/3 of Walmart stores are in the 30 states that voted for Bush and Cheney in 2000. The company's labor policies are state-of-the-art for the 1890s. It has been investigated for hiring contractors who allegedly hired illegal aliens to clean Walmart stores and for locking them inside overnight. In June, a federal judge certified a class-action lawsuit filed on behalf of female Walmart employees who claimed discrimination. The average wage at Walmart, which has no unions and bitterly opposes raising the minimum wage, is lower than Costco's lowest wage. Costco executives have been giving lots of money to Democratic groups and campaigns this season. Walmart executives and the company's big political action committee channel 80% of their donations to Republicans. As for consumers, they vote by shopping. And so far this year, Costco has more momentum than Walmart. Costco's recent same-store sales figures have far outpaced the national economy, while Walmart's are barely keeping up. And although Walmart has done far better than Costco in the stock market over the long term, in the last 2 years, and especially in the past year, Costco has been kicking the tar out of the Republican discounter. In short, if the battle of the discounters bears any resemblance to how the real election will turn out, John Kerry might as well stock up on some of that discount champagne at Costco.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross, who writes the Money Box column for Slate.